Hello today. Welcome to the greatest year in music history, the only podcast about the greatest year in music history, which is 1997. I'm John.
And I'm Jen. And today we're talking about Around the Fur by Deftones.
So I think we should just start off with your origin story with the band. And I'll go finish eating while you... while you talk.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah. So, if you don't know me IRL, that means in real life.
That's correct. A
huge Deftones fan. So my origin story, if I think back, I actually want to say that, Be Quiet and Drive and, you know, this album in general was the first time I heard them, especially My Own Summer. I remember vividly seeing that music video for the first time. Mm-hmm. So that was the first time I heard them, but I didn't actually really get into them until White Pony came out. Soyla, if you're listening, I miss you. I love you. So my good friend Soyla.
Huge shout out to Soyla. I also miss you, Soyla.
She was a huge fan probably before me. And so I would hear her talk about them and listen to them. And I was like, oh my God, this is the best band mm-hmm. in the world.
Right.
Which was a great Deftones website back in the day, if you remember. It may have been called DeftonesWorldwide.com. I don't know if it's still there. But anyway, yeah, that was my introduction to them. What about you?
I would never have thought that I think I was into them before you, because I really listened to this album hard when it came out. And I'm trying to think back. I would imagine the first thing for me was the My Own Summer video, but I also remember the song Bored as well.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if that got any MTV play. Maybe I just heard about it on very early iterations of the internet. I don't really know.
It may have been on 120 minutes.
That would check out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Headbangers Ball? What did they have made? I don't know if they would have made the cut on Headbangers Ball. But, I mean, yeah, for me, Deftones is one of my all-time favorite bands since this record came out, really. I mean, you know, there's other bands that had a large influence, but I mean, largely, like, the reason I picked up a guitar, the reason I bought an ESP green guitar was because of Steven. Is it Stefan or Steven? I know it goes by Steph.
Right. Let's just call it Steph.
We'll call it Steph Carpenter.
Yeah.
S. Carpenter of Deftones. Yeah, I mean, like, his guitar playing style was, like, just the biggest influence on me, especially when I was in a band in high school. Didn't really sound anything like Deftones, but I would try and always work in little, like, Deftones adjacent riffs and stuff like that, because there's this huge metal influence, and mm-hmm. it's just like this perfect blend that hits every checkbox for me. So yeah, I mean, this is our this podcast is a Deftones sort of memorial tribute, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, I mean, for me, this album is still one of my favorites. I mean,
yeah, I know that's one of our topics on every episode, so I'm eager to get into that topic. Is this their best album, in your opinion, or
no.
is there
no... No.
What? And I'm leaving.
Yeah. She's gotten up, and she's actually gone downstairs. Yeah, I think... I don't know... I can really put my finger on it. I'll always be a White Pony type of gal. Mm-hmm. just cause I know there's, as the younger generations have listen to the band. There's a lot of like Diamond Eyes lovers out there.
Yep.
And some of the later stuff, which is all, it's all really good. I mean, it's all good.
Yeah.
But yeah, White Pony for me ekes this one out.
Oh.
Because it just, it got a little like weirder and more goth and creepy and all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
More songs that sound like they're in a horror movie. But this is second for me.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. What about you?
Yeah. So this is actually my favorite. And I've heard that from other people that Diamond Eyes is like their favorite, or, and of course, White Pony, but this one is the best.
Why do you think that? Do you think it's because it was like the first? Because I always like to think Deftones, you know, they're in, there's different eras for me, you know?
True.
So maybe it's just this era, our young impressionable minds.
Yeah, I think so. Of course, White Pony was like iconic and might be more iconic than this one around the fur. It might also, White Pony was when like the masses really got into Deftones.
Right.
I think. And, but Around the Fur was just a little bit grungier and like,
that's true.
Not really the first of its kind, because that was right when Limp Bizkit was hitting and Korn, and they're always looped in with that new metal.
I think unfairly.
Yeah. And so, but
they're more in metal than new, but that's just, maybe that's just me.
But this, I don't know. This one is just in a league of its own, in my opinion. It's better than, you know, whatever Limp Bizkit and Korn were putting out.
100% true.
And that same couple years. So less iconic than White Pony, but still the best.
Okay.
In my opinion.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So let's get into maybe some of the tracks that stood out, you know, on this kind of re-listen. Listen to Deftones a lot. I don't re-listen to Around the Fur start to front to back that much anymore.
Weird. Okay.
Yeah. Shout out to Saturday Night Wrists, self-titled. I mean, they're all pretty good.
We just need to start a Deftones podcast. That's true. Honestly.
Yeah. How would they hear it? So, but like, I like, you know, the two lead singles are, I mean, they're all-timers, you know.
Can you even believe that My Own Summer just starts? Can you believe?
No.
It's too heavy. It's too good.
Yeah. It's too powerful, as some might say. And especially the video, too. I mean,
I know.
There's sharks. There's cages in the
just
ocean. There's blood everywhere.
The coolest.
Again, very horror movie adjacent, which I love. You know, a lot of guttural screams, which is always fun. But like, I know, you know, for me, there's a couple of the other tracks really stand out, like Rickets and Lotion, of being like so heavy and the most, I guess, like metal on the album, or metal influence, I suppose you could say.
Yeah.
And you really can like feel just how hard Abe is pounding the drums.
Yeah. I think, so you talked about metal. I was listening to Head Up again. Good night.
Great, great track.
That song goes so hard. Love that song. It's, I don't know if we're ready to talk about concerts, but do you remember back in the day they used to end every set with seven words because that was like the heaviest? I just don't think they can go that hard lately. And so, but now they end almost every set when they're on tour with Head Up, which I just
really
absolutely love.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Well, next time they're in town. I mean, you know, I think there's certain things too that happen on this record that like some have some, we'll call it like rap adjacent vocal parts that I struggle with personally.
Oh, yeah.
20 some odd years later of like, well, okay. Yeah. But then they'll get into these like insanely heavy choruses or riffs or whatever.
Yeah.
And then Head Up, of course, has Max from Sepultura. Although he sings Soulfly fine, we don't really need to acknowledge Soulfly per se.
Well, but. So I was reading, like, I knew this story, but then I forgot this one little part. So the song Head Up is basically a tribute to Max's stepson, who had passed or was killed in an accident.
Oh, wow.
A hit and run accident. And there's a lyric in Head Up where they say Soulfly. And apparently that's how he named the band Soulfly.
Oh.
I know.
So it's a, which came first?
The soul.
The Head Up or the Soulfly?
The Head Up or the Soulfly, yes.
Wow. Okay.
I know.
That I did not know. That's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Also, fun fact I found out is that the lyric in Head Up where he says, you walk into this world with your head up high, was from his stepson's like journal.
Oh, wow.
I know.
See, I don't really pay attention to lyrics.
Oh.
I always thought he said, welcome to this world. And I was like, with your head up high. I'm like, okay, that's fine.
Oh.
I have no idea.
No, I'm pretty sure.
I'm more thinking about like which tuning is Steph in. Because like one of the coolest things to like on like the technical kind of nerdy side is that like every album, not so much the past maybe three or so, but like the first album, it was a certain tuning. Next album, so on Adrenaline, it was like basically almost like standard tuning. Right?
Oh, okay.
Still sounds really heavy. You can still make that sound really heavy.
Yeah.
Round the Fur comes down, they tune, I think it's a half step lower.
Drop it.
And then White Pony, they tune lower. And then self-titled, lower. Saturday Night Wrist, even lower.
Whoa.
And then
I can't hear them anymore.
Right. Exactly. Then he starts getting into like the whole, you know, seven string and now I think even eight string craziness that he's doing.
Yeah.
Which I always just love that. It was like this fun little like puzzle. I mean, it was hard to like play along as a kid because you had to like retune every time. But
wow.
But yeah.
Too cool.
That's another one thing I love about this band. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know.
Did we talk about, would you say this is a no skip album? Nope.
Technically.
Jen has left the pod. Mm-mm.
Technically, you can't say it's a no skip album.
What?
And I have two reasons. So your beloved Head Up.
Yeah.
The last like 2 minutes, it just repeats like one little like,
yeah,
like little interlude.
That's true.
And you're like, okay, I don't need to hear. I heard a great 4 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and then it's two more minutes of a loop that I don't really need.
Yeah.
And then in the last song or last songs, there's a 33-0 solid gap that you have to skip.
Listen.
So therefore,
it was the era of secret songs.
How could it be a no skip album if I have to skip 30 minutes to get to this really cool bonus track?
You're sort of just, I don't know, sliding the thing over. You're not really skipping.
That's skipping.
Oh.
That's okay. Skipping, baby.
Okay, fine. What do you think of the hidden track?
Oh, I love it.
I know. It's so good.
It's funny because I've even read a few things online. I'm sure we both share the same sentiment. Back in the day when you had your boombox that ran on, you know, 6D batteries, and you play a CD that has a bonus song, you know, you can't really judge. You're not seeing wavelengths on a timeline to like scrub to,
oh, yeah.
You know, like on YouTube. You kind of just skip around and then it happens and it like scares you.
Yeah.
And I went down to like a, you know, r/Deftones wormhole,
mm-hmm.
Or people talking about did that scare you as a kid? Yeah, it scared me. And I'm like, yes, you know what? It did scare me as a kid because you never knew when something was going to happen.
Yeah.
And it comes in with like an insanely loud, heavy intro riff.
Yeah.
Which I guess it's kind of just like the chorus without any vocals, but it's really intense, really quickly, just 0 to 1,000 in your Sony Walkman headphones back then.
Yeah, that still happens to me with, there's a Glassjaw song where it's like, it doesn't start until a minute and 32 in, but when it does start...
Yeah, it, actually, then the new Knock Loose album starts that way.
Oh, really?
You know,
oh,
the first, like, it's kind of like dead air for 20 seconds, and then you hear some kind of, like, muffling, and then you kind of hear what you think might be singing or something, so you kind of want to turn it up, and then it goes into, like, the insanely heavy riff, you know, as a joke, and, oh, man, it's so good.
Yeah. Speaking of Glassjaw.
Yes, I've heard of them.
Should we talk about shows?
Yes. So let's see. Jen, have you ever seen the Deftones live?
I can't really remember if I've seen... What year are we in now?
Couldn't tell you.
So, yes, 30 times. Maybe 31 or 32.
I think we've lost track.
Yeah. One time, years ago, I actually went to that website I was referring to earlier. I think it's Deftones Worldwide.
Sure.
And they have all of Deftones' tour history from the day they played their first show.
Oh, wow.
And I counted how many times they were in the state of Texas, where I grew up and would even begin to listen to them. And I had only missed like three shows that were in the Texas state.
Unbelievable.
Before I started seeing them any and every time they came to Texas. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But then I also did some math and I've seen them in 3 states, 7 cities, 30 times.
Unbelievable.
I know.
So that means I've seen them in 3 states, 7 cities, and probably like 20. If not more. Yeah. So when was the first time you saw them? Do you remember which year it was?
It had to be 2000.
Wow.
It was the White Pony tour, I'm pretty sure.
We should probably tell that story.
Oh, with the...
If we have time.
Yeah. So they were going to tour with White Pony in the summer of 2000. Well, tiny bit of backstory... I knew White Pony was coming out, I'm pretty sure, June 20th, 2000.
Of course. It had to have.
Yeah. And I was counting down the days till it came out. And a week prior to June 20th is when I was at Walmart with my mom and sister. And we were like, oh, let's go look at the CDs just to see what's out. And I go...
See, back before Walmart carried exclusive Taylor Swift vinyl, they had a CD section.
Yeah. And I go to the D section to start looking just for whatever Deftones CDs they had. And there was a stack of White Pony CDs out.
Pre-release.
A week before it was supposed to be. So I remember grabbing like 3 or 4 because I just wanted multiple. And ran home and just started listening to it.
So that you bought $100 worth of Deftones?
Maybe. I was too excited.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. I think we bought like 2. One for me and one for my sister.
Sure.
And then...
You listen to one, then you have one on display.
Yeah.
In the shadow box.
Exactly. So then cut to a few weeks later, my dad... I knew we were going to see Deftones in like... late July, because they were playing in Texas, 3 dates in Texas. So we were going to go to the Dallas show. He already had the tickets. We were pumped. But then we're in Dallas and I have the radio on and I'm sitting at the computer playing Solitaire and like maybe on dial-up internet. And The
possibly.
The boombox is on and I'm listening to The Edge, and all of a sudden the DJ is like, okay, we're running a contest right now where what I'll do is I'll play like 3 seconds of three Deftones songs back to back. And if you can call in and tell me what the three songs are, with just 3 second snippets, then, you will win the CD, their new CD, White Pony. And
so
then
a third copy.
A third copy.
All right.
And then we will enter your name in a drawing to go to all of the Texas dates to see them on tour. And we'll, you know, we're going to all expense paid to those three dates. And so I'm like, whoa, this is pretty cool. And then they play the three snippets and I instantly knew all three.
Sure.
I know it was Pink Maggot and then like two others. I can't remember the three of them now, but I just said them out loud and I was like, oh, well, anyway. And then I just kept playing Solitaire because I was like, how many millions of people live in Dallas? There's no way I could win. Yeah. And so,
yeah, who knows? I mean,
the DJ starts playing the next song. I think it was The Offspring. And then he comes back after this 4 minute song from Offspring and he's like, all right, still no winners. Here's the three snippets again. And then he plays it and I'm like, yeah, it's definitely Pink Maggot and such and such and such. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, I don't know, maybe I should try. So I log off dial up. I go downstairs. I get the Yellow Pages phone book because I didn't catch the phone number to call the radio station.
Right. There's no Google.
No.
Or if there was, we weren't using it.
No.
Maybe Alta Vista.
Yeah. I go through the phone book, look up The Edge. I call.
Which, RAP. I don't even think that station exists anymore.
I know. I don't want to talk about it. And all then right. The DJ picks up and he's like, hi, you're calling The Edge. And I was like, yeah, I'm calling for the contest. And he's like, yeah, we still don't have a winner. Do you want me to play the thing? And I was like, no, I got it. And so I name all three and he's like, yeah, you're the winner. We're going to mail you the CD. And I was so pumped. And he's like, and we're going to enter you in this drawing. And I was just like, yeah, on cloud nine. Well, I remember telling my dad later that night, I was like, I called the radio station and I won the CD. And he was like, why would you do that? Now I have to go to the station. Don't you already have the seat? What? And I was like, but, well, yeah, okay. Okay, so cut to like a week, maybe two later, and it's like 3 p.m. and I was still asleep because I'm a teenager. And my brother comes in. He's 6 years younger than me. And he's super young and he hands me the phone and he's like, hey, it's Travis. He wants to talk to you. And I'm like, what? Who's Travis?
Where's Travis?
Anyway. And I'm like half asleep and I'm like, hello? And he's like, hey, it's Travis from The Edge. And I was like, hey, Travis from The Edge. And he was like, you remember when you won that contest, the CD, the White Pony CD? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, well, we pulled your name for the drawing.
Unbelievable.
So at this point, I'm jumping up and down.
Unbelievable.
Just freaking out. And he's like, all right, well, the tour starts in a few days, so I need to start getting your information. Let's see, can I get your driver's license number? And I'm 15 years old,
mm-hmm.
not driving.
True.
So I was like, I forgot.
Definitely don't have a driver's license.
The weirdest thing, it's in the car and I don't remember it. And he was like, okay. And then he's like, and you get to take one guest. Who are you going to take with you? I need to get their info. And I was like, my mom. And Travis was like, Jennifer, how old are you? And I was like, bawling. I was like, 15. And he's like, but you're going to take your mom. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, okay, you can still go. So my mom has seen the Deftones 4 times, 3 of which were that tour. But she took off work and she flew to Dallas and then she... Well, the first show was Houston, and then the second show was Austin. Last show was Dallas. All members of the family had a ticket to that show.
Wow.
At this point. And then we got to meet them backstage that night of the Dallas show.
Man.
And the reason Glassjaw was a segue is because they were the opener for...
Oh, that's right.
For yeah. that tour. Yeah.
It's crazy because, you know, I've heard that story, of course, and... In my head, it sounds like it was so long ago, but I think the first time I saw them was obviously with you for the self-titled album, which was in 2003. So okay. I always thought you had seen them like so much long ago, but really it was like two and a half years or 3 years prior, right. Probably.
I think I'd only seen them one other time before you and I started dating.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just doing a random tour and they came to San Antonio and my mom let me and Elise skip school she drove us to San Antonio and it was Taproot and Incubus opening. I know.
What a time to be alive.
What a time. And then we saw Incubus open for them again
at Red Rocks.
Yeah, at Red Rocks.
I think the first time I saw them, it was Poison the Well.
Oh, yeah.
And they had just put out whatever it was called, You Come Before You, something to that effect. Talk about an unbelievable show. Shout out to not the remodeled Austin Music Hall, which doesn't exist, the pre-remodel Austin Music Hall when it was just a scary warehouse.
Yes, and that's where me and my mom saw them.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and Glassjaw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I see them quite a few times.
Oh, yeah.
Then in part two of the pod, we'll talk about the second contest where you call me at work saying, hey, I think I won another contest to go see Deftones and they're going to fly us to California. We're going to go meet him at some festival you've never heard of called Bamboozle.
Yep.
And we both had the flu.
Oh,
but
right.
We're smiling in the pictures.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters.
And then in part three of the podcast, there's the third time I won a contest.
That's true. the Red Rocks show, of course.
I just...
Unbelievable.
And so funny thing is every 9 years I win a Deftones contest. And we're in the ninth year since the last time I won a contest.
Chino, if you're out there...
Get ready.
Come back to Denver.
I'm winning.
And have a contest. Mm-hmm. We'll win. It won't even really be fair to anyone else. But that's okay.
Yeah.
As long as we win. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you follow that one up, but
I have a question.
Okay,
do you have a particular favorite show of theirs in the 20 plus?
Yes.
Oh,
so there was one of the times plural that I think we saw them on like back to back nights, either sometimes in the same city or back to back nights in different cities.
Mm-hmm.
One of the times, it was the Saturday Night Wrist tour where we went to some random strip center out in the northeast side of San Antonio for a meet and greet.
Yeah.
And then saw them that night. And it was at Sunset Station, that venue. And their visualization in the background, you know, the projection screens, they were playing like weird horror movies. And specifically one, which I didn't even know it at the time, but it's called House from the late 70s, I think 79 or something like that. About this group of kids that go to this like weird house that's haunted and the house starts killing them. So like they're playing these songs, you know, and it's epic because they're one of our favorite bands. But in the background, it's like this girl gleefully playing the piano and then the piano cuts her fingers off and then the fingers start like attacking people.
Oh, okay.
And I was just like, I need to go home and Google this movie. This is one of the best shows I've ever seen in my life.
Yes.
It's combining my two favorite things, Deftones and horror movies.
Yeah.
So that was my favorite show.
Well, also real quick, at the meet and greet in the strip mall, didn't you tell Steph?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, I told him, as I mustered up the courage, that I thought their song on Saturday Night Wrist, Rats, 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 exclamation point, was one of the heaviest songs I'd ever heard at the time, and I loved it. And they played it that night, and if we'd have to go and check setlist.fm, I think that's the only date they played that song.
Oh, my God. I know. I think so. I'll have to fact check it.
We're like influencers.
Yeah. Oh, too cool. Yeah, I think we had seen that same tour.
Yes.
In Dallas or Houston.
Or Houston. Either the night before.
Yeah.
Or...
And they didn't play the Rats, Rats, Rats.
Following night.
Mm-hmm.
Something to that effect.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
My favorite show out of the 30 was May 7th, 2007 in Dallas.
Very specific. Okay, go on.
And I have the set list to prove it. They played The Boys Republic, which is a bonus track off of White Pony.
Is it your favorite because I wasn't there?
What? No.
Okay, I'm just curious.
No, it's because The Boys Republic is literally my favorite song of theirs out of all of their songs. And out of the 30 times I've seen them, that was the only time they've ever played that song.
Wow.
And it was so good.
Oh, yeah. That's one thing, like, a lot of people should know if you don't already know. Deftones is notorious for their bonus songs.
Yeah.
B-sides. They have a whole record called B-sides and Rarities. That's B-sides and covers. And then they have it in an additional song, an additional record called Covers.
Yep.
That's all of their covers, some of which aren't on B-sides and Rarities. Oh, so it's it's a Pokemon, like, got to catch them all kind of situation.
Yep. And we have. We've
I think
caught
we,
them
oh,
all.
We 100% have them all.
Yeah.
Each one on vinyl and
we can't
CD.
Not. Yeah.
Double your CDs, my CDs, your other CDs.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think, you know, they have, you know, you bring up Boys Republic, but I think I was trying to track down on the B-sides and Rarities which of those songs were during this era,
mm-hmm.
like during these sessions or around this time or whatever.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell. There's not a lot of information, but the best I could figure out was that I think the Duran Duran song, the chauffeur,
uh-huh.
I think that was right
around
the time of Around the Fur, which is like, that's an unbelievable cover.
Oh, it's so good. I wonder when they covered, No Ordinary Love from Sade.
That was, I only know this because I just looked it up. That was in the White Pony.
Because
I think they released that song around 2000.
Okay.
Which is White Pony era.
Dang.
Yeah.
They're all good. Highly recommend.
Yeah. So I think that might, you know, might do it for.
Yeah.
What else can we say? I mean, you know,
I could gush for hours.
Yeah, I mean,
do
you think it's overplayed?
No.
There's
only one Deftone song overplayed.
And that's true.
I can't. I'll get mad.
You'll never change your mind. You'll never change your mind on that one.
Don't do it.
We'll see if they.
But it wasn't on Around
listeners. If you get that reference, change her mind. But yeah, I mean, I you know, it's one of. It's an all-timer, you know, I mean,
yeah.
I mean, I think not just my opinion, I've seen this, you know, kind of talked about on the internet too, like it kind of paved the way for a lot of bands. It influenced a lot of bands,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
They got lumped into this new metal thing unfairly and.
But they've come out on top. Like,
that's true. They're still around.
Limp Bizkit plays shows in Russia and that's about it.
Yeah.
And Korn, I think, goes on tour, but.
Yeah.
Deftones just have this huge following still, and they're still getting, like, Gen Zers are getting into Deftones.
Mm-hmm. They have their own festival, which we still need to go to.
Dia de los Deftones.
Which is just it's a phenomenal festival name.
Applause. I know.
I'm not big into festivals, because, like, it's just, I want to hear the music, not go to pay $1 million just to hear people talking to each other. But, I mean, it's called Dia de los Deftones, so
I'm telling you.
That hits like 8 checkboxes, yep. I think, for us.
Yeah.
Also,
no disrespect to Limp Bizkit or Korn. A tiny.
Hey.
I think they've all done collaborations.
That would make sense.
Together, which is adorable.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're you know, one of our favorite bands on some days.
Mm-hmm.
I could say they're my favorite band.
Yeah.
On other days, they could be second. You know,
I'm
we'll
calling
see.
Chino.
Yeah.
I'm calling Chino. Oh, and before we wrap up, I have to pour some out for Chi.
That's true.
We love Chi.
Yeah.
Yeah. And pour some out. Well, not really. But Sergio, he's my Twitter homie.
Yes.
So Sergio was their bassist after Chi.
Mm-hmm.
And I posted a photo of their show in Corpus Christi to Twitter. And Sergio responded. And then we basically, he followed me and I followed him. And then cut to years later, I said that we weren't going to go to a Deftones show because
they were opening.
They were opening and I didn't want to give all of my ticket money to the main band
right
that night. And he goes, "What? Don't do that. I'll just put you on the guest list," which is a literal dream come true.
It was fabulous.
Dream come
you
true.
You could say it's another contest, if you will.
Yeah.
How many free Deftones shows out of 30?
Part four.
Seven? Anyway. yeah, that part four of the pod will be on that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, is it safe to say, you know, out of a rating of 97, it's a 97?
It's a 97.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Second week in a row for me. Not for you, but that's okay.
All right.
But I think that'll do it. Thanks everybody for listening. You know, make sure to follow us on social. Just search Greatest Music Pod, all your favorite social platforms.
Yeah, and let us know what your favorite songs and memories of Around the Fur are, and give us a rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all of that.
And stay tuned for next week when we'll be covering, a little bit of a change of pace, Surfacing by Sarah McLachlan.
Awesome.
See you next week.